Avijja Sutta. This discourse appears in Anguttara Nikaya, Dasaka Nipata, Yamaka Vagga. Ignorance. Monks, the extreme point of ignorance is not apparent, so that one may say ignorance was not before. It has since come to be, and this statement, monks, is made. Nevertheless, this thing is apparent. Ignorance is conditioned by this or that. So what it means over here, that Buddha said in a different discourse that one cannot find the samsara is without a discoverable beginning, so one cannot find the beginning of this one. Since you can't find the beginning, you cannot say that ignorance was not there before and now it has come to exist. So if someone says that this was not there before and it is a statement that someone has made. What is evident is that one can actually see the ignorance is conditioned by certain condition. There is certain things. Ignorance I declare. So the ignorance here is that not knowing the Four Noble Truths, not understanding the suffering, the cause of suffering, cessation of suffering, and the path leading to the cessation of suffering. Not understanding that is the ignorance. Ignorance, I declare, amongst has its nutriment. It is not without nutriment. And what is the nutriment of ignorance? The five hindrances should be the reply. So, we get ignorance from the five hindrances. So, what are the five hindrances? We have sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and worry, and doubt. So, the sensual desire is that there are these five strands of sense pressures. Whatever things that are agreeable to the eye, ear, nose, tongue and body. So, thinking about them is the sensual desire. It is those objects that are beautiful objects. They are not the sensual desire. Sensual desire is the lust for the thought, depending on the eye and the form that this eye consciousness arises. And then we do have a desire for that thought that arises. Sankappa rago purissa kama, Nibbedik Sutta. Whatever the thought that we have for those things, and there is a lust for that thought, that is the sensual desire. And then there is this ill will, that is that vyapada, that regarding a displeasing object, we get vyapada. And then there is this sloth and torpor, that is the sickness of the mind and sickness of mental states. And there is this restlessness and worry. The restlessness is that it's like a balloon put on the floor. It just floats here and there. It goes from one to another. Worry is the remorse over the evil that has been done, or remorse over the whole good that I could not do. Like that in an exam, I couldn't write the answer to that question. So there is this remorse for that one. So there is restlessness. You know, in another way, one can say, state of wondering what to do is the worry. State of wondering what to do, because he's not decisive. He does not know what to do. So that's the way to describe it as well. And any decision there to is called the doubt. So if I do not know what to do, and then if I take a decision, then there is this doubt.
This is about the path, isn't it?
No, anything.
Oh, anything.
Oh. Anything. That the worry comes that let's say I have killed an animal or harm an animal, and then I'm thinking, oh, what can I do now? I have done this. I did this mistake. So he's wondering what to do. And then if he takes a decision with that wondering, without knowing the Dhamma, then it's a doubt. Now, so that is actually in short. That this one is in short. So how come this one lead to the ignorance? That is a bit detailed. It's really detailed in that sense. But again, if you are going to discuss that one in greater detail, it's actually take up the whole 1 hour in that sense. But in short, you see that there is this sensual desire. So there can be sensual desire for internal, whatever the body I have. There can be sensual desire for the external. So if I have sensual desire for the internal, my body or whatever the internal things are, then I get the self-view. If I have sensual desire for the external, then the 61 kind of views arises. There are 62 views, wrong views. So, 1 is for the internal, the 61 for the external. For example, we use like, let's say I got an external object, pleasurable object, a person coming in front of me. And then I get some sort of a feeling generated because of that object. And that person may go, pass away, get into accident, die or whatever thing it is. But still, my mind can reproduce the same contact again and again. It's not only that object, another object that similar characteristic, I can reproduce the same thing. So by pursuing that one, I would say that this is permanent. Because I got feeling, that feeling before and the feeling now is the same. This is for a person who does not know the Dhamma. Because this person does not know that he or she is constructing this one again and again, then therefore it is continuous. For a person who knows that one, then they know that this is actually depending on the I and the form, this one arises. Otherwise, the same person may not be thinking that it is so. So, you can see that there is permanency going on over here as well. So, there is this world is eternal, that sort of views come to play in the mind. So, you can see sensual desire for the internal lead to self view, the sensual desire for external lead to those 61 views. So, they are all wrong views. All of them are wrong views. These wrong views is the condition for avijja, ignorance. We get from the views, we get avijja. Actually, those perversions, that perversion that there is fear in the foul regarding the edible food. And there is this perversion, there is this pleasure in suffering regarding contact as the food, nutriment. And then there is this volition as the nutriment, there is this perversion that thinks these are mine, self. And there is this perversion regarding the consciousness as nutriment. One gets that impermanency in impermanence. Things. Those are coming from these views. Having done it once, these things are formed and we perceive with those views. So the view lead to avijja, ignorance. So it is actually the fourth path in, we discussed this one before in this perversions. So if you have the consciousness as nutriment, the perversion that there is permanence in the impermanent. And there is the self-theory clinging that attavad upadana. And then the bond of ignorance, avijja comes from that one. So the views are the ones that lead to this condition, that the avijja. So you can see that these sensual desires are actually, they are taints, astral, they are also craving, they are also salla upads, and they are also clinging. So the sensual, five hindrances become four. Has got these four. So whenever we have these, that means we are going through these paths that we discussed sometimes ago. So they get this, go through those wrong paths, wrong ways. And the last wrong way is the avijja, the ignorance path. Then it is coming through these views. And then Buddha said, I declare monks that the five hindrances have their nutriment, are not without nutriment. And what is the nutriment of the five hindrances? The three wrong ways of practice should be the reply. So, how do we get the ignorance? We get the ignorance from the five hindrances. How do we get the five hindrances? The three wrong ways of practice. So, what are these three wrong ways of practice? That we have the bodily ones. Three kind of bodily misconduct. That is killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. And then there are four verbal misconduct, that is lying, harsh speech, frivolous talks and slander. And then from the mind, we do have this covetousness, abhichaluhud, that having seen something, I say that let this be mine. And again, having seen someone, we say that let this guy be dead, so ill will is there. And the third one is the wrong view. So you can see that previous one also we talk about the wrong view. Because of the wrong view we get avijja. And over here also we can see wrong view is there, we get five hindrances. Five hindrances, we get the ignorance. So they are all connected. If you if you look at the view part alone, you can see the how this equation, this one from one to other, it flows through. And on the other hand, remember we discussed this one in greater detail before with this diagram. If I have killed someone, that one actually lead to ill will. Ill will leads to killing, killing leads to the ill will part. And if I have covetousness, then I am lying. I tend to lie. So if I am lying, then it leads to this the lobha, covetousness, and we get the covetousness, and then it leads to this the greed. And frivolous talks lead to wrong views. Wrong view leads to frivolous talks. So any of these three kind of bad conduct lead to these 10 kind of dasa kusal, 10 kind of bad things. If I have any of those 10 kind of bad things, then I am in the wrong eightfold path. That is wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, wrong effort, wrong mindfulness, wrong concentration. So that means that we are done with it. If we have the three kind of bad conduct, then we get the nivarana, five hindrances, and then the ignorance, and everything continues on that one. So once in the wrong path, that means we are leading to the ignorance. We create what that wrong path creates is the delusion, moha, and then the lobha, greed, and the dosa. So it repeats. So this duscharita, three duscharitani, the three wrong ways of practice. So these three wrong ways of practice, Buddha said, they too have nutriment. What? Not restraint of sense faculties should be the reply. Not restraining sense faculties. So if you are not restraining sense faculties, that means having seen something with the eye. If I am not restraining my eye, then I look. When I look, for what do I look? But to grab something. To do evil things, that's what I'm trying to do. So, I remember there was one discourse we discussed that one would restrain these faculties, because that we get this abhijja domana, so that is covetousness and ill will arise if I do not restrain. So, now you can see this indriyas asamvara, that means this not restraining the sense faculties. Then if I do that, then I will get the covetousness. If I get covetousness, then I am back to the wrong eightfold path again. Because I get the 10 kind of wrong dhamma, and I am in the wrong eightfold path. So you can see this indriya sanghara, not restrained of the sense faculties, lead to this three kind of bad conduct. Three kind of bad conduct lead to pancha nivarana, that is this five hindrances, and five hindrances lead to avijja. This part is really important. You can actually meditate on this one. Because the good one comes when you go out of this one. So you need to know the bad one properly, so that you can not go in there and maintain the good one. And then Buddha said, they too have their nutriment. What is it? Lack of mindfulness and self-composure should be the reply. That's asatta sampajana. So there is no sati, the mindfulness. There is no sampajana. Sampajana is, one can say, siyunnuvana in Sinhala. It is the right view. It's actually the sort of wisdom. Yes, if you think about the impermanent nature, suffering nature and not self nature, then that is the sampajana. But sampajana is not completely strong as compared to the right view. Right view is stronger. Sampajana is a bit weaker. So if you have sampajana, then there is this the right view. It leads to the right view. Sampajana is a weaker condition. So that too has its nutriment. I declare what? Lack of thorough work of mind should be the reply. That is ayaniso manasikara. Ayaniso manasikara, that is unwise attention. That one is the thing that lead to the asampachana. So how do we do this ayanasomanasikara? Ayanasomanasikara is the one that we are always doing. Yonasomanasikara, or the wise attention, is the one we need to develop and keep on doing. Well, how do we do the wise attention? That is actually Sila Sutta. Sila Sutta, in connected discourses of the Buddha, explain how, whenever Sariputta explain how one can do the wise attention. And so, how to do the wise attention, that regarding five aggregates of clinging, that is matter, feeling, perception, volitional formation and consciousness, one would contemplate the impermanent nature, suffering nature, and then this, it has a dart, and it has something lead to suffering, and not self, and so on. I mean, it's a bit greater detail. There's 11 terms in that one. In Pali, it's called anicchato, dukkato, rogato, gandato, sallato, agato, abadato, parato, palokato, shunyato, anattato. It is very lengthy. One has to learn that one properly. So, if we are not thinking in like that, then we have the unwise attention, ayanasomanasikara. That's what we have all the time. Because even in 24 hours, think how much we are actually devoted to that wise attention. We are devoted very little time to that one. Meditation time, or the Dhamma teaching time, or reading time, that sort of thing. And if someone is walking mindfully and so on, then they get that. But most of the time, what we have is this ayanasomanasikara. So when we have ayanasomanasikara, then we don't get the sampajana, the satsampajana. And because we don't have that one, then the lack of non-restraining of sense faculties, and then it goes through on to the ignorance.
This, when you're talking about this wise attention, where this five things stand regarding the five aggregates of clinging, that five things one, first one is what's called arising phenomena, passing away phenomena, and then satisfaction, danger, and escape. All those five is where that stand in terms of wise attention.
Okay, when you do the wise attention, so first you look at the suffering part, right? So when you know the suffering part, you know the danger. When you know the impermanent part, then you know the arising phenomena and the passing away phenomena. So, you got that part connected together. And since there is impermanency, then you see the danger again. And satisfaction is that you actually know that these things are tiny. The sensual desires are incomparable to the pleasurable feelings, good ones, they're nothing. So, the shunyato. You know, this emptiness is there. This is compared to this one, there's nothing valuable. So, the whole thing can be mapped to that one.
That means it is another way of saying same thing.
Same thing, yeah. But this one is deep, because this, you are applying the wise attention, you are applying to five aggregates of clinging, and then 11 terms, anicchato, dukkato, and so on. And then when you apply the same thing, to past, future, present, and that one. So you can see 11 into 5, 55, 55 into 11, how many terms? That many times 500, you know, that many terms you are applying. So the other one, you are actually, having applied this way, one would get the understanding, these five aggregates of clinging are, it has got this arising phenomena, passing away phenomena. And this the danger, escape, satisfaction, all is known in that case. Because when you go to the concentration, when you apply the wise attention, you reach dhyana concentration. If you are successful, you reach dhyana concentration. When you reach dhyana concentration, then you know whatever thing that I had about the sense pleasures, they are nothing, useless, comparable to this one. So then you need the satisfaction part very clearly. When you reach dhyana concentration, then you know the escape. I can escape out of sense pleasures because of I have this dhyana concentration and which are better and good. So, everything is known, but by applying this wise attention, one would reach that, get to the understanding about the five aggregates of clinging. Once you understand the five aggregates of clinging, subject to clinging, the arising phenomena, passing away phenomena, the satisfaction, danger, and the escape, then that person is a stream mentor. So the wise attention can be done by anyone. So if he is successful, then he becomes a stream mentor.
But this this attainment is in when you do meditation, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you apply it to the day-to-day things? I mean,
wise attention, you mean?
Yeah, because you don't go to that deep when you, for the day-to-day thing.
You go to
the shop, or if you go on the road or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever the meditation you do before. And if it produce, let's say it produce good result, or if it doesn't, even not even produce good result, there are some values produced by that one, right? So those values will allow you to determine these things. You see that previously, the person who has not done this one, going to a shop or something, has got much craving and go for that one. And I want it very thoroughly. Want that one. But having done this meditation, that is a bit reluctant, is happy to let go. If you don't have money, you are not going for the loan to buy that one. That sort of thing. You work slightly, not working, you know, like you can cut it right now. It takes time. So, you don't have to fight in a normal life. Having done that one, though you need to apply in the meditation time, if you check whether I had any desires and attachment yesterday, you know, you reflect the day before, oh, I went to the shop and I actually bought this one, I had the desire. That one is coming to the surface. And then you actually see that lust exists within me. And then you think about the Buddha. Buddha does not have this craving. Buddha, I have this one. So that is the comparison now you do. So now you feel like it would be better for me to not to get into this state. So it is only the Buddha actually, in comparison to the Buddha, you are actually thinking, Buddha hasn't got lust, I have the lust. And your lust was actually, you found that by going to the shopping, I had this particular problem. It is good. That is really good thing. Because if lust exists without knowing, that's the most dangerous part. If lust exists with knowing, then you know that this is a red hot iron plate. I should not be touching hard. I should be touching lightly. That's the idea. So this one leads to removal of that one whenever you can. It leads to, you know, bit by bit. At once you can't. It leads to that scenario.
There is any sort of one who has certain kind of craving for certain things. Certain things are still existing.
It is existing.
Yes. But he understands the nature.
That's right. He is not going below a certain level. He is not going to kill, stealing and all those things. But he has got the lust. The desire is there. So the whatever the evil things regarding the sensual desire, it is there with him. But he is not going down to a certain level and below. But he corrects. In the meditation time, he corrects that one. You know, I had this one. Because you need to reflect. For him, those things cannot be hidden. It comes to the surface. He knows that I had this one. I am not denying it. So in Sinhala it says the lobe atma se vanchaka. That is this if you have the greed, it cheats you. That's why people lie. Having got something, they cheat. They lie to cover it up. For a stream mentor, he does not cover it up because it's prominent, more prominent, and it comes to the surface. That's the important thing. Then you know the evil things within you, then you can cut it and remove it. So that's not even a stream mentor, a person who is doing the meditation every day. And so going for shopping or something, that if he is mindful, or he or she is mindful, and then after coming back, you might behave differently in the shopping mall. But at home, in the meditation time, you really dig in. To that one, I had this particular one. If you are not digging in, then you have the nivarana hindrances. So therefore, you are not going to the concentration level. That is one of the reasons that one can't easily go into the concentration, because that you know, do not know that there is lust holding you. So checking what I have been doing, the day. So you actually check with your virtue whether I have done anything, these things, or when I have done any harming sort of thing. So five hindrances, checking five hindrances is really good for anyone every day. So remember that we had this 15 charanadam, the conduct, vijja charana sampanno, 15 conduct. So the third one over there is to check. Sorry, the third one is the fourth one. Fourth one is to check what I have done in the daytime, cleansing the mind from the hindrances. So that has to be done. So now we get tiredness of manisikara, lack of thorough work of the mind. So that leads to the asampajana sati, asampajana. So what is the nutriment of ayanaso manasikara? That is the lack of thorough work of mind. That is asatta, lack of faith, not having faith. See, the Buddha is telling you that it is this suffering, impermanent and that one. People, would they believe? Don't believe it because they don't see it. How come Buddha says suffering? But there are much pleasure that I have, sort of thing. So they don't want to contemplate the impermanent nature or suffering nature. So it's lack of faith. And so asraddha. So what is the nutriment of that? Not listening to true Dhamma, not having heard Dhamma. Is the reason. If you read, if you hear Dhamma, then you know that this is suffering and so on. So that leads back to the ignorance. I declare monks that not listening to true Dhamma has its nutriment. Is not without nutriment. And what is the nutriment of not listening to true Dhamma? Not following after the very man should be the reply. That means the noble ones. Not following the noble ones is the reason. And that is asatpursa asraya. If you are not going after Buddha or the Arahants and so on, then when you remove them out of that, you know, your society, what is left is the normal people. Eh? So there's those normal worldings is asatpursa in that sense. Not that asatpursa in the sense of that all are bad or evil, but they are not satpursa because they are doing the evil ones themselves. Thus, monk, the act of not following after the very man, when complete not listening to true Dhamma, not listening to true Dhamma, when complete lack of faith. Lack of faith completes lack of thorough work of mind. Lack of thorough work of mind, when complete lack of mindfulness and self-composure, and that not restraint of the sense faculties, and that the three wrong ways of practice. And that the five hindrances, when complete ignorance. Such is the nutriment of this ignorance, and such is fulfillment. And in one discourse, Buddha said in Sanghatha Nikaya, Buddha said the ignorance sort of thinking, ignorance is the nutriment, the hindrance. Five hindrances lead to ignorance, ignorance lead to five hindrances, it's just looping over. So the ignorance is the biggest one, that it is the hindrance. Just as when monk on a mountain, the rain falls in heavy drops, that water flowing onwards according to the slope fills up the mountain, clefts and rips and gullies, and they when filled up, fill up the little pools, and the little pools in turn fill up the big pools, and they in turn fill up the small rivers, they fill the large rivers, and the large rivers in turn fill up the sea, the mighty ocean. Thus is the nutriment of the mighty ocean, and thus is the fulfillment. In the same way, monk, not following after the very man, when complete not listening to true Dhamma. And then five hindrances, when complete the ignorance. This is the nutriment of this ignorant, and thus is fulfillment. It's like an ocean. It is that much ignorance that we have accumulated over many eons of births, many eons of suffering. Released by knowledge, monks, I declare, has its nutriment. It is not without nutriment. And what is the nutriment of release by knowledge? The seven limbs of wisdom should be the reply. So this is the release by knowledge that we have this Cheto Vimukti, Prajna Vimukti. That is this, by wisdom one would attain, by getting to the concentrations, one can attain, that there's these three kind of liberations. So, getting to those liberations, it is happening because of the seven lips of wisdom. That is this Saptabhojjhanga. What are Saptabhojjhanga? The seven factors of enlightenment. So we have this first one as the this mindfulness, sati sampojjhanga, mindfulness. And so mindfulness reminds one that this is bad, this is good. This is the form, sati is the form, sati is the arising of form, sati is the passing away of form. So mindfulness reminds. And then there is this investigation of the truth. That is dhamma, you need to get dhamma, teaching. And with wisdom. And the third one is the effort. So we investigate, let's say we heard this Avijja Sutta, for example. We investigate that one with wisdom. Is it so? Is it ignorance come from five hindrances? Can I see any linking from this one to that one? So one would investigate and he put effort to do that one. Set aside some time and keep on doing it. So he got the effort. Because of the effort and this investigation, he get the rapture. So the fourth factor of enlightenment, rapture, Prajna Sampojjhanga arises. And then the person's mind is rapturous and he keep on investigating this Dhamma as well. So his mind becomes tranquilized. So he get the tranquility of mind and the tranquility of mental states. That is this Pasaddi. So if someone has got rapture, and then there is tranquility, his mind becomes concentrated. So samadhi sambojjhanga. And so this concentration is there. If that person become indifferent to the concentration that has arisen, for example, third dhana concentration, which is pleasurable, and he become indifferent to that pleasure, because he knows that this is constructed and whatever thing constructed fails. So he become attain the state of equanimity. So that is the upekkha, sambojjhanga, equanimity state. So those are the seven. These seven are against the five hindrances. Five hindrances are against the seven factors of enlightenment. If you can have both, if you have that, anything from that lot, five hindrances, then you don't have these seven factors of enlightenment. If you have seven factors of enlightenment, then you don't have those five hindrances. The seven limbs of wisdom, I declare, have their nutriment. What? The four arising of mindfulness should be the reply. So you can see, when you have the mindfulness, four arising of mindfulness, that there is this mindfulness regarding the body. That this four. So one would go through these 32 parts of the body, dead bodies and so on. So then he would see that such is form. Such, the foul nature is this form. And this the arising phenomena of the form, passing away phenomena of the form. So he knows, he is mindful about the body. And regarding the feeling, he knows that there are these six kind of feeling, pleasurable feeling, displeasure feeling, neither pleasurable nor non-pleasurable feeling. And it can be bodily or mentally, so there are six kinds. Regarding these feelings, he knows how it come to arise, how it passes away. So he has got the mindfulness regarding the feeling. So there are two things, mindfulness regarding the body, mindfulness regarding the feeling. And then this, he contemplates about the thoughts. He knows about the lustful thought as lustful thought, lustful thought as lustful thought, hatred mind as hated mind, unhated mind as unhated mind, deluded mind as deluded mind, undeluded mind as undeluded mind, mind with wisdom as mind with wisdom, and so on. And he knows the rising phenomena and the passing away phenomena. And again, he knows about the Dhamma, the teaching, doctrine. So that is this five aggregate subject to clinging. And then five hindrances we just discussed. And then these six spheres of internal and external spheres of perception. And then the seven factors of enlightenment. And then the four noble truths. He knows all those things. And how that come to arise, how it passes away. So those things are known. So if these things are known and is mindful about them, then these seven factors of enlightenment come to arise. And from the seven factors of enlightenment, there is this release by knowledge. They too have their nutriment, the three right tastes of practice. If we have three right tastes of practice, then you can see where we are in the right eightfold path. The bad three kind of practice, leads to the bad eightfold path. And the good ones, refraining from the same thing, that I do not kill, steal, those things, lead to the good eightfold path. So one would be going through the good eightfold path. So when one is going through the eightfold path, there is this right to you, right to you, right speech, and so on. And so the sampajana, the satipatthana come to arise. From the satipatthana, sattabhojjhanga, and then there is this the release. And then Buddha said, this thing is sucharitani, that is the three right ways of practice, and they have their condition. That their condition is this the control of the faculty of senses. If we control eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind, and then we lead to the three kind of good conduct. Why? Because that if I know that if I don't guard my eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body, then what I get is this abhijja domanasa, covetousness and ill will. So if I get covetousness and ill will, then I will be getting into the wrong eightfold path. So knowing that one would control eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the mind. So if I am not looking at something and if I am not saying, let this be mine, then I don't have problem. If I close my eye and if I go to the shopping mall or somewhere, and if you walk closed eye, you don't want to buy things. You don't want to grab things. It happens. So that's the theory.
But that's controlling. That's controlling, isn't it?
Because yeah, controlling of the sense faculties, because otherwise I get this problem. What we do, we heard about it, because of the lack of faith regarding the Buddha, we let that harm come to us because our desires control us. So it would be better if I control myself rather than the desires control me. So having known that one would control these faculties. Well, you can't do it at once, but slowly one can do. Can give up, one can control certain things that I don't want these things. But I'm living in household life, therefore I have to go shopping. Because no one is supplying any food to the home. So go there, buy and that one. So therefore there is this selection, this apple or that apple. You know, that sort of things are coming up. So that's why the household life is so difficult. That's why Buddha said that going forth is in the opening and those days. To people says that.
Now in that case, Yathabhutjnana is also played part.
He's played his part always.
Yeah, that means if we have Yathabhutjnana, sometimes you don't need to control in sense because you know fairly well. Something if you see, you know itself what is it, and then you don't get any sort of bad thing coming to your.
Yes, if you have the real knowledge. That actually comes because of the wise attention. Because of the wise attention, you don't actually, when you have the wise attention, you get this yathabhutjnana, what you have developed before, come to arise. It is also construction, you see. The your knowledge is constructed. So you reach that level each time by using the wise attention. So when you have the wise attention, yes, I know that this one is leading me to suffering. You know, I don't want these things. Why would I get the suffering?
Yeah, but even you have the wise attention, you can have the wise attention, that's the good practice, but you can still get the things, you know, if I want something for the house, so you can still get that, you can get the best thing, but you don't have to attach to that.
Yeah, just for the use, for using it, I'm buying it.
Yeah, but it's not that for if you think like that for you, that means you can buy anything. You don't have to buy the best thing to for the use, isn't it?
Yes.
Sometimes you buy
the best one.
The best thing.
Yeah. That is the greediness.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
That is the greediness. When if it is for use, whatever thing in the shopping mall, whether it is the cheapest one, you know, given that the nutriment is the same, you know, there could be nutriment differences, the cheapest one is fine.
But you don't, I mean, we don't do that.
Why? Because of the conceit, mana.
Yes.
Mana, because if I buy this particular brand, the others might say, oh, this is not good.
No, no, you are buying this like sort that. Of thing. No, no, it's not what I'm saying. That because certain things are not needed. See that flower vase over there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need that for the temple.
Yeah.
But somebody...
Somebody thought that it is, yes.
And that's good. So, I mean, I know there is a sort of craving behind that.
Yes.
But that is why we are here.
Yes, right. That's why we go from one verse to another.
She's talking about the superior level, but we have to do a lot of things to reach that level.
Reach that one, yeah.
And because that is why we are in a household life and also doing sort of bad, not appropriate things doing. Because we are, still we have last time all sort of things.
Yes. So
we are trying to get rid of that. And once we get rid of that one, we won't buy them.
Yeah, but you see that the attainment is not coming by that control itself. The control help you to attain. It is by attaining that one can actually better control. So, rather than fighting yourself, whether I buy this one or not, buy this one or not, just buy it and, you know, but be aware, I have some sort of clinging to these things. So, that clinging will create the problem. So, then you think about the noble truth, first, second noble truth. You know, this craving leads to this sort of suffering.
Yeah, but whenever you do something like that, you feel bad at the end, isn't it?
That's right. Whenever you have the unskilled state of the mind, there is this bad things. That's why Buddha said, give up those. So, if you do less of those things, better for you. Better for anyone. That's what Buddha said. That's the whole teaching. If you can, sabba papasa akarana, kusalasa upasampada. If you can get rid of all, that's the best. But because of our karma, because we have been doing this one for a long, long time, when you see that one, it's not the wise attention that comes to mind. It is, let me have it. So, let's say you have it, if you can afford to have it, you have it. But in the meditation time, sort of go through it. Then you can see, if I buy these things, I have a trouble every day. In the meditation time, I have a constant struggle. Why would I buy it? So that one actually refining now the mind, that karma part, that I don't want to get into this trouble again and again. Why would I actually look at somebody and have this trouble in my mind to purify mind again and again? It would be better for me to not to look at. It would be better not to acquire these things. So that awareness should be there. That is what is the sabbasankareshu attiyati harayati divacchati. You actually get fed up with this. These are sanskara, volitional formations. You get fed up with these volitional formations. I don't want to do this one because I know the trouble. That is the danger part, that having known that one, only that you actually be over. So you need to buy it and then you think about it, that I did this one, then I have this trouble. In the meditation time, you purify. If you are not buying it, if you are not grabbing it, then you don't have to purify. Therefore, you are in concentration, samadhi. So for the purification part takes some time. That's why the meditation, you know, goes on hours and hours without the concentration at the beginning. Because there are quite a lot of things that we acquire and not purifying by the time of buying or acquiring it. So now this Indriya Sanghara, control of faculties, is the one that leads to the three kind of good conduct. And so this one also has got the nutriment. It is sati sampajana, that the mindfulness and that clear comprehension. They also have the nutriment. It's the thorough work of the mind or the wise attention. You also mind the car. Now if you take a sort of example here to go back, so you see that that we have if it's like a person, you know, the smoking person who used to smoke. So for that person, doctor said that, good man, if you keep on smoke, then, your lung will be gone and you have much trouble. And one day he actually, now he has sort of given up from his mind, but he sees someone smoking. And at that time, for his mind, that this one is coming up. But if he remembered the doctor, what doctor said, then at that particular time, then he can put effort and get rid of that one. So likewise, our doctor is the Buddha. Buddha said, if you are acquiring these sense pleasures, if you are actually keep on doing these sense pleasures, well, there is much trouble, much suffering for you. You will be born in this the hell, animal realm, and the pain of departed, or the human world, or whatever the world is, that there is this much trouble for you. So if you remember that, then we are mindful. So sati sampajana is coming to play. Yoniso manasikara. So that is what Buddha said, is remembered. So we know the suffering nature, because of the suffering nature, the mindfulness and clear comprehension, sati sampajana come to play. So when I see that particular object, let's say before, having seen someone, I delight about that person, or having seen something, I delight about that object. Now having contemplated in the meditation time and having remembered what Buddha said, then would I want this one? Would I want to look at this thing? If this is going to create much trouble, the trouble that we discussed little while ago. If I have to purify my mind later on, again it's a trouble. And if this one leads to the hell, animal realm, would I want to do that? So I would naturally close my eyes because I don't want to have this particular object. Previously I would grab it, now I would not grab it. So that is the controlling of faculties. And if I control these faculties, then I'm mindful. Mindfully I'm going. So you can see it going through the up to the seven factors of enlightenment. So why do we do yoniso manasikara, or the wise attention? That one has got the nutriment as well. It is the faith. Because Buddha said, well, most of you haven't seen the hell. Because Buddha said there is this hell exist. And if you keep on doing this sort of things, you will reach there and there's much suffering. Since Buddha said that one, if there's no suffering, if you think that I'm a human being and I'm having a comfortable life now, I got my job, my house, my car and everything. And if you know that you are going to be born as a human being again in this sort of thing, you might think that normally those some people are thinking like that, and I'm fine now. Right? Previously probably I had some suffering, but I'm fine now. But what he does not know, that there is this hell, animal realm, that I can reach there, and sort of thing. The suffering is not known. The unstable nature of this human or divine or whatever life is not known. So since Buddha said it, that this is not worth, this is suffering everywhere, whatever the world is. When one could actually say that, okay, I'm in human realm, but the divine realm has got much happiness. Oh, why won't I go there and live? Buddha said there is suffering over there as well. So because of the faith, we do this wise attention. If we do not know this one, if we haven't heard Dhamma, there are times that there is no Buddha in the world by that time. People do whatever thing they want to do. And they go to hell, animal realm and all those things. So it is just the faith is the one that leads to the yoniso manasikara, wise attention. The nutriment of faith is listening to true Dhamma. If you haven't heard true Dhamma, well, many people haven't heard true Dhamma. So there is no Shraddha. Many people in Sri Lanka sometimes say, oh, I don't understand, these are rubbish. Because they hear rubbish. So, you need to listen to true Dhamma. And what is the nutriment of listening to true Dhamma? Following after the very man should be the reply. That is the Buddha. Buddha and Arahants. Sapursa Asri. Thus monks, following after the very man, when complete listening to true Dhamma. Listening to true Dhamma completes faith. Faith completes thorough work of the mind. And that mindfulness and self-possession. The control of the sense faculties. That the three right ways of practice. That the four arising of mindfulness. And that the seven limbs of wisdom. While the seven limbs of wisdom, when complete release by knowledge. Thus is the nutriment of release by knowledge, and thus is his fulfillment. So Buddha gave that same example as the raindrops going into the sea and becoming the sea mighty ocean. Even so, if someone is following after the Buddha or the Arahants, they complete listening to true Dhamma. And so when they complete these things, then it lead to the release by knowledge. Thus is the fulfillment of release by knowledge, and thus is its fulfillment. This is really great discourse, and a lot to take over here, but it's worth remembering, and you can meditate on these things. If you have the knowledge, for example, that the Buddha said that the ignorance coming from the five hindrances. So how come five hindrances lead to these things? And that, that this piece of paper is the sort of answer that we discuss four nutriments, edible food, contact, and the volition, and then the consciousness. And these five hindrances, if you know that five hindrances are actually astral, the taints, and these taints lead to these views, and the view will lead to the ignorance. You see the fourth line in that thing. So, if you're trying to recall this only first step over here, it took about 1 hour for me. I mean, I did meditate in this morning as well on this one. It took 1 hour sort of thing, but it's really real happiness when you do the meditation like that. But your mind got to be a bit expanded to bear this Dhamma in your mind. Otherwise you need a piece of paper and look at it sort of thing. And this one is a really great discourse. I suppose that it has got the whole of Buddhism is over here. The bad one and the good one, how to attain this one.
What you have written is the same thing about the chart, isn't it?
This chart is about the three kind of good conduct and the other one. This one is it is in my webpage as well. This is the unprofitable directions. Oh. That the physical nutriment, kabalikara ahara, leads to the perversion, that the eye is fair in the foul, and then the eye is going a bad way through will. So there's this 10 parts here. And then there's this second 10 parts. So there are 40 Dhamma parts over here. And then the fourth line over here is the consciousness as nutriment that leads to this ignorance. Although this is only 2-page document here, if you try to explain one link over here, it will take about an hour to explain it thoroughly. But those things one should actually do themselves, rather than somebody actually spelling it out. Buddha has given the step A and the step Z or whatever, the little steps one has to do. And Dhamma is there, here and there. But that's how one can actually go into these attainments by analyzing that one. This is the investigation of the truth. So that needs to be done. And there are a number of discourses explaining Kundali Sutta, explain part of this one. With Buddha going in detail, coming from this Shraddha and then going up to the seven factors of enlightenment in connected discourses of the Buddha. Kundali Sutta is in Sanghita Nikaya, connected discourses of the Buddha. It is in Bodhyanga Sanyutta. Yes, I can remember. Yes, Bodhyanga Sanyutta.
And Prateek said about something last week after the sermon here that he said that it is very difficult to not lie, and he says that isn't it? What is it? And it's not that you cannot tell one person is bad because that person lies sometimes. And so could you explain to him that it was, we were not able to explain it to him, that lying thing.
I didn't say it's lying, I wasn't bad. I just said once you do it and because people do it doesn't make them bad.
People do it?
I didn't say lying wasn't bad, because lying is bad, but I said it doesn't make, if someone does lie occasionally, does it make them a bad person?
Today people are sort of saying that, some people are lying, they are innocent lies and sort of things. But the problem is, whatever the lie is, you are going through those wrong eightfold paths.
I know the lie is bad. I'm just saying it doesn't make the person completely bad if they lie occasionally.
No one is bad in that sense. You see that it's not completely bad. Everyone is making mistakes. Only the arahant is not making the mistake. Everybody is making some kind of mistakes. The lying, even the bodhisattvas, the Buddha to be, he made mistakes, so many mistakes.
But it says Buddha and bodhisattva state never lied. That's the only thing that he didn't do.
Isn't
it? Yeah. And then he has done all the other bad things like stealing, sexual misconduct.
Yes. Lying was not done. Because Buddha said that for Buddha it is very important, because if he lied, and then he become Buddha when he preached Dhamma, people don't listen. That's the thing, because the lying, the effect of, the karmic effect of lying is, people don't believe what you say.
Yeah, you may be present life.
Yes. Even in this life, and in the next life also, you may be in a very high position. You are telling me, this is bad and this is the thing. People don't listen. Because the karmic effect of lying. Buddha said if someone is lying, he can do any evil things. Buddha put it into that level, the category. Because today we tend to take that, little bit of lying is okay sort of thing. Because of the greediness. Why would we lie? We lie because of the greediness. Well, he's right. We are not making that person is completely wrong. If you look at this Venerable Sariputta, Venerable Sariputta did to that, save that one person. Remember that story that you were talking about, that person who is killing other human beings? You can't remember? Well, there was one, this is a discourse. There was one very bad person, he joined this thieves, about 500 thieves, and their leader didn't even allow him to be joined, because he knew that this person is such a bad person. So, one day, so he somehow joined, and then the king captured that person, and then the whole group, and then when the king asked that them to be killed, Vadakya, that person refused, because he can't kill 500 people. And then king offered, would you like anyone in this group If that person kill all the others, then I will pardon that person. Right? And then that person who joined that one later on, he said, yes, I will do that. So he became such a naughty person, he killed everyone, and then at the old age, he couldn't even kill because his hand is going somewhere else, not to the neck. And he learned some mantra to kill later on. Venerable Sariputta, having known what is going to happen to this person, he attained this cessation of feeling and perception, samapatti, and he went to this person's house and he tried to kill Sariputta as well, but he attained to the concentration level, and then that person couldn't kill him. And then he offered Sariputta something, and then Venerable Sariputta thought that he has got very few minutes, not much time. And so Venerable Sariputta got this almsgiving in that house, and then he preached the five, this Panatipata, this virtue. When he was doing the third one, his tongue came out, fell as well, so he can't get more than that. But because of this thing, when someone attained the cessation of feeling and perception, and someone actually giving anything to that person, is a big meritorious deed. So this person is born in the divine realm because of this Venerable Sariputta. So see, the Venerable Sariputta, this really bad person who was killing many beings was helped. Right? So lying, if you see, if someone is lying, it is, we all make mistakes. So we don't actually say, oh, this is a bad person, because if someone knows that the arising phenomena and the passing away phenomena, then that person would not regard this particular person as a permanent person doing killing and killing and that one. So whoever can be saved can be saved. And
and the other problem that problem,
actually that he was saying that occasionally somebody lies, that's all right, but he's a habitual person doing something, then he has to be very careful, right?
Yeah, one has to be very careful. That means that you can see according to discourse that person is not a person to associate with, right? So you have to be careful, because if someone is lying and you are with them, then you tend to lie as well.
Anybody can do is to try to correct that person, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not a harm to correct that person. Maybe that person wouldn't be happy.
Mm.
But if you tell it in a way, so that person would admit that.
Yes, yes.
And the other thing what he said was that when somebody asks whether, he said for an example, the kids ask from him whether they are good at maths. And he says they are not good, but I just cannot tell them that they are not to that. They are not so good.
Well, you are not helping them if you are not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Then you are not helping them. So there will be consequences for that, you yourself as well later on. And you really want to know whether you are actually good or not, because of this karmic effect. Your teacher or someone will not tell you, because that he will feel the same way. This is a really amazing thing, this karmic effect, how it comes to work. And when it come to play its part, it's very difficult. Because if someone has done something bad, and that means that badness is acceptable for that person. If I'm doing something bad, that means that whatever the bad thing I'm doing is acceptable to me. So my mind tend to construct it for me the same way, because it is acceptable for me. So if I am lying, for example, so the condition arises me to have the same effect somehow, because that is what I am, that is what I have developed. So you keep coming back.
Yeah, it's better to, it's no harm to avoid that situation, isn't it? Or just tell that in that scenario, so you can tell that's all right, but you could do better like that if you do these things, mm. isn't it?
Yes.
Rather than saying that...
Buddha said that someone might get upset by telling the truth, but it's tripling, it's nothing. Because if you are doing it out of compassion, then that's the best that you are doing for that person. Even that person get angry, upset, even cry, Buddha said. That later on he will come and thank you. You helped me. You saved me. That one remembered. Those good things are remembered by anyone. So it's just a wrong notion that we have always that because we live like that. We got development like that, you know, I shouldn't be telling that one because it's harmful. You know, he might get upset. And I have craving for his friendship or something like that. Yeah. Probably stop. Mm-hmm.